Hey, Rin.
Hey, Mikey.
Do you think I have a new obsession?
You do. You do have a new obsession.
I do.
You do.
I call it I'm jetting. So we're talking about the BlendJet. So the BlendJet is, it's basically a handheld blender with a drinking vessel on top of it. And I've had this lifelong dream. Started probably not lifelong, but maybe high school, maybe junior high. I would get 7-Eleven Slurpees, and I love them. But I always, they were just too sugary. I'd get the Coca-Cola Classic ones. It was just too sweet, too sugary, too much. And my dream was that I could have a Slurpee consistency, but ice water or ice water with lemon. And the BlendJet has brought me this.
It delivers.
So like 6 times a day, I fill up my BlendJet with ice and then fill it almost to the brim with water, a little squeeze of lemon, and then I blend it up. And it becomes this silk. The blade is so strong and so sharp that it makes this like super, super smooth, yummy, slurpy texture. And I just eat it with my spoon, drink it with my mouth, and I love it so much. My BlendJet is my new girlfriend. Sorry, side piece.
Yeah, Mikey said it. BlendJet 2 is portable. You can blend up a smoothie at work. You can do a protein shake at the gym.
That's me blending right now, chatting.
Or you can do a sugar-free, no additives Slurpee.
True.
It's small enough. It fits in a cup holder. Mm. But it's powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like Mikey's ice.
Yeah. My ice, frozen fruit.
Frozen fruit.
Craziness. Probably your hand, but it's safe. It turns itself off so you can't chop through your hand.
BlendJet 2 is super quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. We know how important this is in this house. We've got a new baby.
Word.
I make my smoothies every afternoon while he's sleeping.
Not in the BlendJet sometimes, and it's in another blender that basically rocks the foundation of our home like an earthquake.
Lasts for 15 or more blends and recharges quickly with a USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet cleans itself. Mikey loves this part when I use it. Blend water with a drop of soap. You're good to go.
It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? Go to blendjet.com and grab yours today. Be sure to use our promo code Let's Eat, LETSEAT, to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anywhere, anytime with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code LETSEAT to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever.
What are you waiting for?
Get jetting. Mikey and Rin eating.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eden. It's the best show out. Hi, guys. It's Mikey.
Hey, y'all. It's Rin.
Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eden, a show about food, lives, and some other stuff. Farts.
Definitely farts.
Sure, farts.
For sure.
What are farts but the food of the past?
Yeah, it's Mikey and Rin. I am acupuncturist, herbalist, lover of all things edible.
True. I'm Mikey, a chef, an innovator, and really just a more handsome... That was our ice machine shooting ice at me. I was going to say a more handsome Willy Wonka.
Ooh.
Which Willy Wonka, though?
Right.
It's now...
Gene Wilder was sexy AF.
Oh, fuck. I blew it then, because then it's Johnny Depp, and then it's Timothy Chalamet. Definitely don't have anything on that. Fuck. Yeah, so okay, so a less handsome Willy Wonka. Less demonic.
I was going to say...
is that the word, demonic?
Yeah, less...
He was very dommy.
Mm.
Ooh. Okay. This is going to be a show that's kind of just peppery. We just, yeah, we got
spicy.
Like spicy. I've got a little too much coffee in me. I'm sweating from my earlobes. it's kind of the end of summer. Can I tell you an end of summer thing that I did this morning?
Yes.
I dumped out the baby pool. this baby pool, we have one of these fancy baby pools that's like sexy. They sell it to like cool hipsters. And I think Riggs has been in it twice all summer. I've refilled it two or three times. And then this last round, I've left this thing covered. I've like, you know, we don't put any chemicals in it or anything like that. It's just water. But I left it covered the whole summer. And then this last round, I didn't recover it. And it became a science fair project.
Wow. It was a whole little ecosystem in there.
Like, stuff had dumped into it, like leaves and pears and shit. Like just
it
from the
looked
trees.
Like, remember in The Little Mermaid when Ursula turned those people into like the little creatures?
Yeah, and her dad.
It looked like those little creatures.
Hey, Rin, remember sea monkeys? That's what it was. It was fucking krill or whatever. There was like little. Because I was looking at it, I was like, ugh, it looks dirty in there. And then I was like, it looks dirty and mobile. Like it was, there was just little squigglies moving around in it. So, yeah. So pretty sick. And that was like, you know, just a couple days having left it open. So I just dumped it out. I'm going to power wash it. But it felt like I'm not refilling it just because it feels like it's. It's still warm, but it's not going to be like baby pool weather, I don't think. I don't know. So that was the end of summer thing that I did, and it made me kind of sad.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
But can I tell you the end of summer thing that made me happy?
Yes.
So you guys probably have heard the commercials, or you might during this show, but we're doing, stumping, I was looking for the word. We're hawking for, we have a company called BlendJet that we are promoting. And it's this little handheld blender, and I've been drinking these like icy slushies all the time, and I feel like a real summer boy.
Yeah, it's so funny because the BlendJet is sitting right in front of Mikey as we speak. Here he goes.
Ready for some ASMR?
Ooh.
This is my spoon going in, and I'm getting some ice out. That's icy smooth. BlendJet. Get jetting, baby. It's so good. It makes me feel so summery.
Yeah, it has been just such a discovery for you. I've really watched you come out of your shell these past few days.
So when I was a kid, we had a blend, just an old shitty, you know, whatever, KitchenAid blender or something. And I used to like grind up ice in it, but it would get it to like chunks, right, you know. Right. But it was like, oh man, this is kind of like a Slurpee at home. No. This is like a Slurpee at home. And I've just been dreaming about it. Literally, from a lot of my life, I have eBay searches. I was trying to find an old 7-Eleven Slurpee machine that I could buy for the house, and it's like $4,000 or whatever. This thing is $49.99, and with our discount code, you can get 12% off. Let's eat, do it. BlendJet.com.
Love that.
Yeah. Native marketing. Tell me about. There were some things we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned an old. Slushy machine. Sometimes that's what I feel like. An old slushy machine.
Those milk slushies just jiggling around in those.
For those of you that don't know, we are also new parents.
We are.
Of a 9-month-old babe and new old parents because we are well into our 40s. And
how much are you into your 40s?
You can just be careful
over
there.
We're in a dope little window, which is between her birthday and my birthday. Yeah. So she's now, during this time of the year, a year older than me.
43.
And I'm 42, like a young buck. Just out here rollerblading, swiffing my hair back behind my ear.
Yes, you're bringing that young boy energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And so one thing that Mikey and I talk about a lot is parenting while old.
PWO.
Which has been really interesting because throughout my journey to get pregnant, which included loss and miscarriages and IVF and all kinds of hoopla.
Yeah. No BlendJet yet either.
No BlendJet.
Nothing to make anything better.
No. My uterus felt like a BlendJet at times. But
was it the BlendJet or was it in the BlendJet? I mean, with the losses, maybe there was a...
Kind of both.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's dark.
Kind of both.
That's dark. It's okay though. You should listen to our back catalog. It's way darker.
But, you know, one of the things over the past 5 years is hearing how old you are to procreate, right?
Like by doctors, you're saying?
By doctors. From doctors? Yeah.
Sure.
And you know, I didn't anticipate the also thinking, and this is now me, it's nobody's necessarily telling me that I'm old, but just in my head feeling like, oh man, that person has a new baby and they're 10 years my junior.
Right, right? Sure, yeah.
So Mikey and I like to talk about some things that happen while you're parenting while old. And yeah. The most recent one for me, we go to this music class. Mm. And there's a, you know, kind of a young buck couple there that mm-hmm. are like, work for Nike, you know, like couple of cool kids.
Sure.
And they were talking about how they just got back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're going to do that too. And then their next trip is going to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With their babe, who's yep. the same age as Rixie.
Yes.
Which I thought, like, damn, that's bold.
It's big.
It's really big.
Yeah.
And another young buck parent in the class said, oh my God, so awesome. I love that you guys are doing that. You know, I was talking to one of my friends the other day. They've got a new babe too. And they were like, you know, you just got to do the things that you would normally do. Like you just gotta like live your life and sure. like take your baby with you. And like your baby can adventure with you.
Mm-hmm. Solid.
And like, it's awesome. It's really fun. And I was thinking, man, 32-year-old me totally would have said the same thing.
I would have done it, lived it.
Fuck yeah.
For sure.
Because I would have been like, a week of no sleep? I've done months of no sleep, amen. Right? Like, oh, yeah. I'm good.
Party hardy.
And we're not slowing down.
No.
We're not slowing down because of the baby. I'm not letting this
make me less cool.
Absolutely not.
So my parenting while old moment today, I have two. Mm-hmm. First was what you're talking about. So last week there were two concerts. Mm-hmm. So we live in Portland, Oregon, beautiful Portland, Oregon. And in the Gorge, we have a thing called Edgefield. So it's owned by this company, McMenamins, but it's this beautiful venue where there's outdoor shows and they're very much all age shows. Like you can go, you can have a blast. There's like beers and fun, whatever, but it's also just like families with their kids. Mm-hmm. And so 4 or 5 months ago, I think it wasn't pre-Riggs, but it was definitely like when he was maybe 2 or 3 months old, the concert tickets went for sale. And I was like, fuck yeah, of course. It was like some of our favorite, Maggie Rogers was coming and Gregory Alan Isakoff. And I was like, we're going to go. Riggs is going to come with us. These are 6:30 p.m. shows. Sure. He's going to be like fucking killing sleep. We're going to like go. He's going to be on my shoulders like a cool dad. And he's going to have his little, you know, ear protection on. And we're going to be so great. And he's going to be like wearing the shirt of the band we're going to see. And so then like maybe a month ago or 2 weeks ago, I like look at my calendar. I'm like, holy shit. These concerts are coming up. We don't have friends. We don't have a babysitter yet. Mm. We don't have anything. We've like basically never left him alone. And there's no way in fuck that he's coming to a show with us at 6:30. His bedtime is 6:45.
7 p.m.
7 p.m., 6:45, whatever yeah. it is. It's right around there.
Yep.
Like, there's no way he's coming to these shows with us. Mm-mm. And so did we sell these tickets or give them away? Mm-mm. We did not. I went.
with my gracious blessing.
Totally. But it sure does make me look like a dick.
I
don't want to
leave the house past 7 p.m.
Right. But so I again, went.
43. Right. I'm old.
I went by myself. And first of all, there's tons of parents with kids his age. Like, and I'm like, I look at them as if they're at a live sex show at 2 in the morning with their 9-month-old. I'm like, are you guys fucking serious right now? Like, what are the long-term benefits and costs of this are going to be? Like, that kid is, and some of them had the kids sleeping on them. Dope. But a lot of them, the kids were up, and I could not believe it. I literally couldn't believe it. Like, we brought our 9-month-old to a ritual beheading. we would never recover. Like, the butterfly effects of this, they would just, like, echo out into eternity. And then the other part of it for me was, show starts at 6:30. There's usually one opener, and then there's a quick set break with these guys, or a turnover, whatever the fuck you call it, in between artists, and then like it starts up. And so these concerts, they don't go very late. I used to go to shows that wouldn't start until 1 a.m. midnight all the time.
Sure.
These shows, maybe the headliner goes on at 8 p.m. I was out by like song number 5. I was in my car driving home. The people in the parking lot were like, are you reparking or are you leaving? I was like, oh, I'm fucking leaving. Definitely leaving. I was like home to Rin before she was even like 2 or 3 episodes into the Kardashians. So, Yeah. So that's my parenting wall. That was kind of a long one. Okay. The other one real quickly was this week I had a really dope mathematics revelation, realization. And it was my parents who were old parents when I was growing up. Like they were older than most of my friends' parents. I realized that we are 10 years between 8 and 10 years older than they were, are. And so at each of the moments where I was like, man, I'm in high school, my parents are kind of older, plus 10 years will be Riggs's story. Shit.
Shit.
Shit, I fucked up. That's why I'm going to the chiropractor. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Mikey and Rin fans.
Hello.
I'm here to talk to you about hydration.
Mm.
Very important in this household.
Amen. I'm a sweater.
We have a Mikey who's a sweater.
True.
And we have a mama who's a breastfeeder.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always drinking water, trying to keep myself hydrated. It's summer. It's hot. I'm breastfeeding. And water sometimes just isn't enough.
No.
Enter Cure.
Cure.
The Cure.
The Cure.
For my hydration
great
needs.
Band, great electrolyte drink.
Great electrolyte drink. It's so delicious. Doesn't have a ton of gross sugars in it.
Mm-mm.
The taste is really gorgeous. The colors are really pretty.
They are beautiful.
It's all natural, so there's no like gnarly dyes, no red number five in there.
For sure.
And they taste great. Keep me hydrated all day.
Amen. I always think it's weird that the sporty drink that you're supposed to drink after you do something athletic and healthy for yourself is always like the worst of the drinks.
Yeah.
I won't say any names, but one of them is real gross, like grosser than soda. Cure hydration formula is made with things like coconut water powder, pink Himalayan salt, no artificial flavors, sweeteners or preservatives. It's vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, making it a great option for anybody with any sort of diet moments in their life and any sort of preferences. I love it. It's not just straight sweet. It's like sweet enough, but then it's also got these kind of like fun, bitter and sour flavors that I love that make it feel like it's good for me.
Yes. So are you ready to combat hydration? Try Cure today. Feel the difference for yourself. Use code Let's Eat. That's LETSEAT for 20% off your order.
That is curehydration.com. Get hydrated.
We wanted to talk about some foodie stuff.
Sure.
We've got a new love in our house besides the BlendJet.
BlendJet's great.
BlendJet is great.
BlendJet.com. Let's eat.
We have a new love, and that is a brand new waffle iron.
Yes. This is not a commercial, actually.
No.
It's not an ad.
But we've searched high and low for one that is not kind of gnarly nonstick.
Yeah.
This one's a really cool ceramic one.
Green pan.
Green pan.
I'll drop the name. Yeah, sure.
And it's got two little waffle irons next to each other that are square.
And they're ceramic nonstick, so it's not all the nasty shit. I was looking for like a cast iron waffle iron, and I just couldn't. It's all thin. It's all like Eggo thickness. And I'm like, I want a Belgian waffle ass.
Right.
Belgian waffle maker.
Yeah, so we're back in waffle world.
True.
And we had a couple people reach out and sort of ask about, when we made the salmon bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Asking about what it looks like a day in our life, what meals look like for us and for baby, because we're doing baby-led weaning, which basically means that he's eating food. He's not eating, like, purees, and we're just modifying the food so that he can pick it up and eat it.
Yeah, and we're not a household. We're not like a household with a menu. Like he eats what we eat and that's it. Yeah. And we cook more than a lot of our friends. And so I always have people asking like, you know, what are you guys eating? Like, are you guys just getting a lot of takeout now that you have a new baby? And like, I'm like, no. We're cooking a ton and doing more dishes than we've ever fucking done in our lives. But it's worth it because it's like, we're eating well, he's eating well, and we're all doing it together.
Yeah.
Right.
So I thought, I don't know, we'd just take you through a day of what we ate yesterday. So yesterday because we've got the brand new waffle maker. We did make waffles in the morning. Really awesome hack for waffles is have the dry ingredients just ready to go. So you can do it the night before. We happened to make almond flour waffles. So it was like almond flour, tapioca, and baking powder, I believe.
Yes.
And so just have those. We have those in our little mason jar, ready to go. And then we can just do the wet ingredients, which in our household do not include eggs.
Well, his don't.
Right.
So this is the dope part about it is that you can,
Yeah. So we made our almond flour waffles.
Yep.
With flax eggs. And so in the morning I just get up, I do this like vegan buttermilk situation, which is, apple cider vinegar and whatever kind of plant milk you have. We had coconut milk. So coconut milk and apple cider vinegar, if you let it sit for a little while, it gets kind of thick and turns into like almost a buttermilky kind of thing.
Totally.
And then we did some flax eggs and then mixed it all together and made our waffles.
And they're super yummy.
Super
yummy. This is I will say that this is like, had I not eaten these, it might not be a Mikey approved recipe because it's like, I like to have all the nasties. Like, I'm like, oh, I want AP flour. I want eggs. I want all these are so dope.
They're so good.
They're super crispy and then they're soft on the inside. And then I do my maple syrup, like half maple syrup, half butter. So good.
Yep.
Little melted experience. Yummy. Oh, yesterday I actually blended in a little peanut butter.
Yeah.
Woof. So good.
Yeah. On Riggsy's, I can't remember if we put the tahini or if we put the peanut butter, but I always add in a little, kind of protein / iron.
Yeah.
Iron rich elements.
Yeah, that's a lot of when we're talking about our daily whatever. It's kind of like, you know, Rinny's definitely, she's so much better than I am at menu planning, but a lot of it just has to do with like, how can we get all the things that we need and including, you know, mostly healthy fats.
Yep. And so that's it. Almond flour waffles, a little tahini on top, and some blueberries, of course.
And coffee.
and coffee for the big kids. And that was our breakfast.
True.
Lunch is oftentimes a leftover from dinner experience. How can we like repurpose this? Because we have a baby who really likes novelty.
Right.
So if I present him with exactly the same meal,
he'll be throwing it onto the floor with our dog.
Already. Yeah. He's bringing that kind of
energy. 100%. Yeah. Throwing things. And then also like, he's like this, I don't want this, but he'll lean down over the side of the table and gives it to Abby.
But Abby does.
Abby sure does.
So yesterday we had salmon the night before.
Yep.
So the next day, salmon salad, baby.
True. Leftover salmon, your favorite jam band. from Colorado, I think.
I don't know. So in our salmon salad, we can put mayo.
True.
In Riggsy's salmon salad, we cannot because mayo has eggs.
That's true.
So his gets a little, just a squeeze of lemon juice, some parsley, some chives. And then I put ours over salad greens with some backyard tomatoes and some cucumber. He gets the same. His tomatoes are just kind of little cherry tomatoes cut up into quarters. And then kind of the inside part of the cucumber that's nice and soft. And then avocado on our salad, avocado on his.
Yeah. And then we're a counter dressing family.
Yeah.
So we make like every week we'll make a salad dressing that's like can kind of universally go on a lot of stuff. And then we just leave it on the counter, shake it up. It's just great to go. We have a little mason jar with a pour spout top on it.
Yeah,
so it's just so like, good. It's awesome. I grew up in a salad on the dressing on the counter family. And I love it because it's like easy, ready to go.
Yeah. And our salad dressings are typically olive oil, lemon juice, a little vinegar, rice vinegar, apple cider vinegar.
Mostaza.
Mustard.
Mm-hmm. So mustard is a emulsification agent. I think it's about the skins of the shells of the mustard seeds have lecithin in them, which helps to blend the liquid and the oil ingredients.
So nice. And then sometimes we'll add in like
soy or miso.
We'll do kind of a more Asian style.
Yeah. So delicious.
So good.
Lunch done.
Yeah. And then dinner last night, Mikey's favorite dinner.
Dingies,
chicken wings.
Yeah. So we air fry our wings. We normally would salt and pepper them and oil them or whatever, but like now with Riggy, we don't want him to eat too much coffee. We don't want him eating a lot of salt, so I just oil them and pepper them, and then we air fry them. And I like to air fry them until they're like crispy.
They come out really well. Super good. They're so yummy.
Air fry them in batches, put them into a 250 oven till they're ready to roll. And then we do sauce on the side. So we dip ours in, you know, Frank's Red Hot and butter, and then a little blue cheese. And then he has his just like shredded up. Mm-hmm. So good.
Shredded chicken wings. And then we also did some, we have a really beautiful CSA. We got some green beans. So we steamed the green beans for him, steamed them for us. And then Mikey tossed them. What was your green bean dressing
last night? So it was fish sauce, tahini. What else was in there? Fish sauce, tahini.
Shallots or something.
Shallots, garlic. And then, I did a little bit of... of Japanese hot sauce, so kind of like a sriracha sort of sauce. We talked about it before, the black garlic sauce. And then lemon juice. Yeah, but blended up, it was super good.
So good.
And then steamed peppers.
They were so good. Yeah. And on Riggsy's, he just gets fat, fat, fat all day.
So much.
You know, basically everything that we're putting on his plate has some olive oil on it, has some melted ghee on it, has some tahini on it.
Coconut oil. Yeah. And I try to, there's usually three components to his meal, and I try to do, you know, three different fats.
Yeah.
So he's just getting a fat blast.
Yeah, totally. We also use ground flaxseed a lot, or hemp seed, to make things a little easier to pick up.
Right.
Add a little grip to it. Or sweet potatoes, things like that.
It's kind of like chalk for a rock climber.
Or a gymnast.
Yeah. Or a tennis player. There's a lot of tennis players that use chalk on their hands. Yep.
Because your hands get sweaty and your racket's going to go?
Your grip. There's some awesome... I did it actually one time when I was playing in high school, served a shot at my racket when shooting against the fence. But you could throw it into a person's face.
One of my favorite things we watched, I can't remember what the show was, Breakpoint,
Match Point? I can't remember.
And I don't care at all about tennis, but I loved watching the tennis tantrums.
They're the best. I don't think there's another sport that has TTs like that.
It's to watch them smack the racket on the ground is really funny.
Yeah.
But the ones that do a little self-harm.
Oh, there was a guy. There was a dude who was German or something. I can't remember. But he was punching. He was punching the racket.
and then hitting himself
in the leg. I know. God, poor guy. Aww. That's embarrassing.
I know.
I think he turned out to be a racist though, right? Wasn't he the one that was racist?
Oh, good.
Yeah, great. So fuck him. Yeah. And then dessert. We have dessert.
Well, we also did peppers. Oh.
Peppers.
Yeah, so Mikey did some really nice blistered shishito peppers.
Yeah.
And Babe gets all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Babe gets all of it he's got this little pincer grasp now. I think that's how you say it.
Pincer is probably the dumb way to say it.
Pincer grasp. So it just means that he can pick things up with his pointer finger and his thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can chop things up nice and small and he can feed himself that way.
Yeah. And then Baby doesn't get dessert.
Baby don't get dessert.
He gets boob dessert.
Yeah.
Boob dessert. But then we get Rinny made chocolate chip cookies for me for our anniversary.
I did.
It was our 11th anniversary. It's Mikey's favorite. I love chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. They were actually chocolate chunk.
Chocolate chunk cookies. My old nickname in high school. All right. We have a quiz this week, but it's not the normal quiz.
What?
No. Do you know what it's called this week?
What?
It's called the Rin-Win quiz. It's called the Rin-Win quiz.
Means
you win.
Oh.
So this is a chance for... So most of the quizzes that we have the Mikey Quizathons. They're not fun for anybody but me. And they're... Because I know all the answers, and it's so that I can... It's basically just a chance for me to tell stories about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Rin-Win quiz. That's really hard to say. Rin-Win quiz. And it's... Rin just gets to tell some stories. I'm going to ask you questions about your life, and you get to tell us, and they're the right answer every time.
Oh, I'm going to Rin. I'm going to win a quiz.
You're going to Rin-Win.
I'm going to Rin a quiz, too.
You're going to Rin a quiz. Okay, first of all, hey, Rin.
Hey.
What's your favorite road trip snack?
Oh, great question, Mikey. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically something that's really nice and portable. It usually includes nuts.
Oh.
I love a pistachio on the road.
Yeah, pistachio. Sure.
They're just, it's kind of obnoxious to have the shells.
Whatever, so, they're little helmets.
I know. So it's typically like an almond or a walnut.
Yeah. Hard to find nice versions of those in roadside gas stations.
Totally. Pistachios, it's a little easier because it's typically just pistachios and salt. They don't add the peanut oil and stuff. So
nice.
I do love a pistachio. And then I love a piece of fruit with my nards.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Point for you.
Just for eating pistachios and fruit on the road, huh?
Great story, Rin.
Really great second, story.
Second question. Second question. Rindog, what's your favorite New York State Fair snack? It's the New York State Fair coming up here, folks. You're from New York State, and you're fair. You like going to the fair. What's your favorite New York State Fair snack?
This is the easiest answer I've ever given.
I believe that.
Because hands down, without a doubt, it's the pizza frite.
Oops. You're right.
For those of you that have never had a pizza frite, it's fried dough.
Right. I've never had it before.
Oh my God. It's the perfect, like my favorite thing. It's the perfect balance of a little tiny crunch on the outside, a very soft doughy inside, and I always got them sweet just because I really liked
funnel cake? When I was it's little. Not funnel cake.
Funnel cake I find is lighter.
Okay.
Less doughy. Fried dough.
Okay.
I don't know how to make funnel cake. It's the same it's components. Batter.
You
I'm
just
sure.
drizzle it into a fryer.
Right.
Okay.
Pizza frite is much denser.
Okay. But it's what shape does it come in? Is it like breadstick form?
Yeah, I think it came. God, I'm trying to.
I know we've tried to like look it up and stuff. It's Rennie just almost grabbed our baby monitor to try to look it up on the screen.
Did it come in a circle?
Let's see if God, I can look it up.
It's been so many years since I've had a pizza frite.
The most fun thing to get listen to on like a podcast is someone searching something.
Yeah, definitely. I used to get a, you know, kind of cinnamony sugar experience on the top. And
is it that?
Yes.
Oh, so it looks like a fried little pizza kind of. Yes. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's
circular,
like fry bread.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds so good. She's told me about this a million times. I've never been to the New York State Fair. I'd love to go.
The pizza frite, it's. I think it might have been the only reason I went to the fair. You guys are going to learn this about me. I did a lot of things as a child just so that I could get to the eating.
Well,
so,
obviously.
Like,
it's the only reason I'm alive every day.
Like, you have to go to Catholic church every morning at 10 a.m., but then you get to eat your weight in your grandmother's pasta and sauce on Sunday.
So I had the same thing. I wouldn't go to church every week, but during the summer, we would go to church, and then I would go back to my grandmother's house for like a big brunch, and it was like toast and eggs and bacon.
Yeah.
It was so yummy. Yeah. It's the only reason I'd go to church.
Let me do the thing so I can get to the eat.
Yeah. And heaven is the ultimate eat. That's why you go to church.
I'm sure hoping, because I'm going straight to heaven.
That's right. Okay.
Sounds like Pink Floyd was going to start playing.
Oh, gross. Let's not talk about that.
No, not about Pink Floyd.
No, okay.
Okay.
Okay, hot take. So that's, you're two for two. You're winning. The Rin win.
I'm going to win a quiz.
Okay, number three. What's your best meal ever?
Whoa.
Yep.
Of we're all
going,
time?
Yeah. We're going big. Best meal ever.
I mean,
bing, bing, bing.
I think you know the answer to this, too.
Nope. Is it your grandma?
Well, it's my grandma, but it's my grandmother plus her sisters.
Oh.
On Christmas Eve,
we
would do a Feast of the Seven Fishes adjacent
Feast
kind of dinner.
Feast of the Five Fishes?
Yeah.
And then Cheetos?
Yeah, because there was like
Cheetos, but
calamari, there was pasta and clam sauce, it was for a kiddo like me that just loved to eat and wanted to have 100 things on my plate that I could try. It was so yummy. And then we would go to midnight mass. So this was a, you've got to do the eat thing first.
Right.
But then I really liked midnight mass.
Midnight mass is cool.
I got to stay up really late. It was like very theatrical.
It feels wild. Mm-hmm. It feels, especially at that age, like as a kid, midnight feels like you're in another universe.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
but it would just be all of my aunts would kind of bring their specialty. Like one of my aunts would bring her eggplant, which was just the most stunning version of an eggplant that you've ever eaten. And then my Aunt Rosie would bring her bacala, which is like a salted fish.
Salted cod,
right. Kind of a thing. And then somebody Sounds else would awesome. Make the calamari. It was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a little fat kid's dream.
Again, so this is just something that I've heard about, and I just didn't have a version of this in my family, so I'm so jealous of it.
Yeah.
You Italians do it right. I just burped because I was so hungry and full thinking about all those meals. Why did they do midnight mass? So you could be up to the next day? Is that the idea of it? Is like I you were? Is this Christmas?
This is Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh. So you'd be up on Christmas Day? Is that the reason for it? It just seems like
we didn't do it every year. We like just it was like kind of a special. We did it a couple times.
Is it so kids would sleep in the next day so they wouldn't get up at 5 a.m. to open presents?
I don't know.
It seems wild and like torture, unneeded torture.
Think about now having a kid. Like I'm going to keep you up until midnight? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Final question. Hold on. Great answer.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah. You're winning. Final answer. Uh-huh. This is for all the beans. Uh-huh. What's the best ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream? See, this is just a fun. It's just funsies. Fun. It's for funsies.
Just funsies.
Go.
I think it's a gelato, like a dolce.
No. De leche? No.
No.
Dolce Vita.
What's the one at milk? Fior de Latte?
Oh, yeah. Just like the sweetened milk.
The sweetened milk one. Yes.
Are you serious?
Well,
you make don't.
Well, it's don't do my, this. Like I haven't had ice cream in a minute, and so sure. If I'm just gonna dial it up, that's the one I want.
It's right like now. Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, gelato.
I'm made fun of so often for eating vanilla ice cream.
No. I don't make fun of you for eating vanilla ice cream when you're doing all of your fun like
additions toppers, to it.
Because that's my addendum. Is that yes, I want the Fior de Latte. The sweetened milk gelato, but then I also want some shit on it. So I want like some crispy, like what are those things? Like Heath bars?
Oh sure, yeah, like Butterfinger
things. I want that.
Bumble crumble.
That's one I really like.
It's like a local nice version of Butterfinger.
I want some crystallized ginger on it.
Whoa!
I want some. I want it like a like a yogurt. You're frozen
right.
Yogurt.
Sure.
Station
okay.
Situation. Oh, I also want some like Oreo cookie.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Just the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Boy, whew. You got dangerously close to the edge there of making the quizmaster mad because you were a hypocrite. And I almost pulled the whole quiz from your little oily fingers. That wasn't a racist thing about you being Italian, but Rindog. You just won your own quiz. This is the Rin-Win quiz. 4 for 4.
I can't even believe it. Because there's never been a day, friends, when I've won a quiz.
That's true. Because this is an unsanctioned kind of, it's like a, what do you call that in sports where they like play outside
You're
of the league?
You're asking me what they call that in sports?
Right. So it's like a, I have no idea what that's called, but like it's where they play like the Harlem Globetrotters or whatever. Mm. Because it's outside of the regular league, this doesn't count as a win. This is a special event.
So my track record of never winning
is still 0 for 100.
Okay.
I love you though. Thanks for all the stories.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to this pointful, amazing show. I hope you learned something. A lot of the stuff about how we eat. If you need to know more, if you want to know recipes, anything like that, MikeyandRin.com. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com specifically. Reach out. We'll send you anything you want, anything you need. If you live locally, come on over for dinner.
Definitely do.
Yeah. Mikey and Rin are dinner. We love you at Mikey and Rin on the socials. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Hey fam, Mikey here. So, obviously, Rinny is the brains, the beauty, the brawn behind our episodes, behind the beautiful podcast that is Mikey and Rin Eat In. But I am the I'm the tech-savvy fella. So I do all of our editing, recording, all of the equipment stuff, and I have had a heck of a time finding the proper platform, host service, all the things for our podcast. I'm new to this. This was the first time we've ever done this. When we started podcasting, I had no idea what I was doing, and we kind of got run through the ringer. We are now using Zencastr. So it's Zencastr, and it makes everything so easy for beginners and professionals, all the things. Everything's in one easy dashboard. You can insert ads. You can edit. There's a lot of cool AI technology that I haven't really even dipped into yet, but it makes it all sound amazing. There's even an automatic platform that takes out the ums and ahs in podcasts, which if you listen to our show, I have not utilized yet because there's lots of ums and ahs, but Zencastr is amazing. So go to Zencastr.com. That's Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code Let's Eat, LETSEAT, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experiences that I do for all my podcasting and content needs. And it's time to share your story. Do you have a podcast living inside of you? I did. And now it's out thanks to Zencastr. Do it.